with the CRC right now with the spectrum of faith offerings for youth. You know, you're baptized generally as an infant, and then you're confirmed often as an 18-year-old. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot of pieces in between. And, you know, I think there's this tendency to become too ritualized, and yet in the rituals, they're just milestones and kind of markers of faith. Or, and I heard it explained one way that it, providing many on-ramps into the life of faith or to the journey of faith. And we often don't provide people many opportunities to enter in, or they think, you know, oh, well, my kid didn't go to junior high youth group, so they can't go to senior high youth group, or they're not that involved in this. And so constantly offering a new opportunity to re-engage. And my experience with kids is that they will ritualize it, whether you do or not. Huh. Like, for instance, if you have a pageant, If your congregation does a pageant, in the first year, the fifth grade boys wear blue, and the fourth grade boys wear the fourth, you know, fifth grade boys are blue wise men, and the fourth grade boys are shepherds. Well, the next year, do not put a fourth grader in blue, because they have already ritualized that when you're in fourth grade, you do this. And when you ask kids, well, what rituals do you have? They will be able to tell you things that the adults don't know, because in their mind, they're kind of, you know, when you're an angel, you wear silver when you're three, and when you're four, you wear gold. And, you know, in their mind, they're just kind of looking for opportunities to, or to convey that they are moving forward in faith, or that they're, you know, making, progress isn't the right word, but making, that they're on the journey, and that they're moving with the group, and so I think I've never been afraid to, you know, be able to say, well, in eighth grade, you get to come into this room, or, like, our church, in eighth grade, you get to go up into the steeple, and that's a really cool, cool experience that my kids are looking forward to, because nobody else gets to do that, and it's just, you know, it's not anything, you know, crazy or expensive or anything. Right. But I think offering kids those kind of on-ramps, but also kind of markers in faith, and saying, you know, you are now capable of a little bit more, and so we're going to, you know, offer you this opportunity to do this. And, you know, in fifth grade, you get to be an acolyte. Well, you know, I mean, who would have thought that you could put on a robe and carry a cross and a Bible down the aisle, and that would be a big deal? But it is.
They like to do it, huh?
It's something that a fourth grader can't do. So I think it's, or, you know, whether you, you know, get a Bible at a certain age, or whether you're allowed to, you know, I don't know. Every church could have its own rituals, but I think we have done a disservice to our kids to not allow them to participate that way, or to not give them those kind of markers along the journey. Because I think we all kind of work that way anyway. And, you know, certainly not being a grading kids, you know, but giving them opportunities maybe of different service.